I love talking about money because money has so many negative connotations in the world we live in. And if everybody started to look at money as just energy exchange between two people, two organizations or an organization and a person or whatever it is, just an energy exchange, so much more will come from it, because money is not about what it seems like. Not everything is connected just with making money. So in today's episode, what I'm going to be doing is breaking down this belief, this common belief that money comes from hard work. Money does not come from hard work. So I'm going to show you how money does not come from hard work. It comes from the universe, and it's just an exchange of energy between two people or two beings, and money is energy that is exchanged for a service or a value that you are creating. Okay, so stay tuned for that.
You are listening to the Create Your Vibrant Life podcast. This podcast is for you if you are ready to tap into your inner wisdom, unlock your personal success, and evolve your life and business. I am your host, Padma Ali, and I'm well known in the space of neuropsychology and energy healing. I help evolved entrepreneurs and high-performance leaders like you remove the invisible barriers that you cannot see that are keeping you stuck from transforming your life. As we journey together, you will quickly discover that the only way to create your vibrant life and reach new levels of success is to go within. There's no better time to discover the gifts of your inner wisdom than right now. Welcome to the Create Your Vibrant Life podcast.
So, without thinking, I want you to answer this question. Where do you have this belief that money comes from hard work, that you have to work really hard to make money, to attract money into your life? I used to believe the same thing. I used to really think that I had to work extra hard. That's how money came, because I didn't grow up with much. And so I always thought of money as something that you had to work super hard for. Now, let me, first of all, before we go into this belief, I first want to name that, yes, you have to have something in exchange for money. Nothing comes free in this life. As the shaman I work with talks many times, like, nothing is free. Everything has a price. Okay. Now, I'm not talking about just physical money price, but it is a price you're paying. There's something you always, like, I'm taking care of my kids, and there's a price to pay for that, right? It's not free. I'm not talking about money per se in this. I'm talking about, like, I have to do certain things in order to help them flourish and thrive. I have to do the same for my business. Nothing is free. I'm making this podcast. This is not free. Right? I am putting energy in, I've put money in, I've done all of those things. And so in exchange for something else, in exchange for creating expansion in the world, which in turn may come back to me in some form or the other, I don't know that, but that's not why I'm doing this. So bottom line is, money does not come from hard work. And this is something I want to prove to you. So let's first look at this, right? First of all, If I am giving you a value or service, and then you are paying me money in return, that is an exchange. You go and buy an iPhone. You're giving money to Apple, and then in turn, they're giving you a phone, a device that you are now using for your own expansion. Now, do you see that this is the exchange, right? But a lot of people think that they have to put in hours and hours of work. I have to work hard in order to attract money. I have to put in a lot of time and hard work. Basically, time and energy is what most people look at when it comes to money. I have to do something in exchange. Now, meaning I have to work super hard to get that money. Now, if you have that money, if you have that belief, now, if you have any belief, everything in your life is just a belief, by the way. So if you have that belief, now you're going to start creating circumstances in your life that will reflect that belief. Remember, the universe is always reflecting things back to you. Your world, your little world, is a reflection of your internal state of mind. What you're thinking is what you're creating at all times. So if you have a belief that I have to work super hard for money, then that is what you are going to be creating back in your life. Now, if you have a different belief, you're going to create something different. So this episode was inspired because I want to share a little story with you. And I want you to apply the story to your own life, okay? Because we all have evidence that money does not have to come from hard work. Money does have to come with an exchange. That doesn't mean it has to be hard work. Hard work is like, then money came from hard work, I grew up in India, right? And so in India, like, there's so many hard, laborious jobs that they do in the hot, hot, hot sun. Then these people would be mighty, mighty rich in terms of money. They're not. They're probably struggling to make ends meet every single day because that is hard work. This is how it was when I was growing up. I don't know how it is now. It's been decades since I've lived there. But when I was little, and even though we didn't have much, there were always, for lack of a better word, this is the term that was used back then, and I'm going to use it now. It's not meant as a derogatory word at all. There were servants who would come to do the basic household chores, like cleaning, mopping the floors, and washing the dishes, because we didn't have any washing machines, or we didn't have any dishwashers, or any of those things. And the servants were some of them were very, very young. They were kids themselves. This is just how the society was set up. And it would break my heart. That was one of the hardest things I'd ever, being an empath, it was very hard for me. And it was so painful to watch that. However, we were giving them, my mom would always treat them well. She would give them food, and like, she would really treat them well. And so there was an exchange. They would do work and we would give them money, right? But they worked hard. They worked hard and they did not make much. So I want to show you that hard work does not always result in money, but there has to be an energy exchange, which is why I want to share the story with you. So just last week, I woke up to an email. It was a Saturday morning. I woke up, and after I finished all my meditations and things like that, I was just checking my email, and I saw this email from someone, and I didn't recognize the name immediately. I was like, "What is this?" And it didn't make any sense. I just scanned the email, and it said something about thanking me for the work I've done for them. I'm going to use the word them because I'm keeping confidentiality, and that I was so, they were very, very grateful for me. And they wanted to send me some money that they owed me. Okay. And so I was like, what is this? It was so out of my memory. I could not understand what this was. And luckily, there was a thread. That person had responded to some email that I had sent a long time ago. So I scanned, I scrolled down, and I see this email. Basically, it was an email exchange between me and this person from back in 2014. Okay, this is 2023, almost. 9 years later, okay? So I had no recollection of this. So when I scanned the email and I went down, scrolled down, I recognized, oh, this was the exchange. So this person had worked with me back in 2008, okay? 2008. Now we're going back another, 6 years? Right? Okay, my God, my math is like not working right now. So basically 2008, that is like 2018, 10, 9, 20. So basically 15 years, right? We're going back 15 years. So 2008, 2009, I had provided some therapy services for this person. Okay, so this was back in 2008. And my services with them ended, I think, in 2010 or 11 or something like that. So it was like a good 2-3 years that we had worked together. And I had forgotten that I believe that they couldn't pay at that time. So we had had a backlog, and then that person had said they would pay me, and that was the end of it. I had forgotten about it. And then I had my son in 2013, and then my life just turned upside down. And so I was busy in my own life. I'd completely forgotten about the fact that they had owed me any money. And, you know, obviously I don't do therapy anymore. And so like my life is so different. And so this, I never went back and followed up or any of that. So that was it. And then I was like, so, and in this first bot, like the email that was sent to me, I was blown away, because basically it was so good to hear from this person. Just saying like, wow, how their life has changed, how their life has really been impacted by the work that we did back in 2008, right? So long time ago, for this person to remember and to say thank you and to come back and say how grateful they were, was just, I was blown away even by that. Even if they had never asked to pay me, like I was just so excited and happy to hear something like this from someone else, from a person I'd impacted. And this is again, note for you listening, because you are also, whatever work you do, you may not know the impact of it today, but there is an impact that's being made. And when you can just focus on service, this is what you get back in return. And it is so fulfilling to know that you've changed someone's life. It's just, this is why I do the work that I do. And obviously I'm not the person changing their life. I'm presenting doors and options and a way to look at life, and they are doing the work and they're seeing the results. That's the end. That's how this transformation even begins. So then, I wrote back saying, I am so happy to hear from them and thank you so much. I have no recollection of this. So, that person had asked for some way of sending me something, and so I'd sent that, and I said thank you, but I'm very, very grateful just to even hear from you. So next thing I know, I get a PayPal notification for $5,000. I'm not even kidding you, for $5,000 from this person. I was like, what? I'm not kidding you. I had no idea how much they even owed me from back then. So I was like, wow. And so I said, thank you. This wasn't what I was expecting, but thank you so much. And then that person goes on to say, no, I owe you another $5,000. I was like, what are you talking about? It was just, I was blown away, honestly. Okay, so think about it. This was an energy exchange we had back in 2008. And suddenly in my bank account, out of nowhere, 15 years later, appears this money. Okay, so I want you to see this, and this is not relevant just for me. If you look back in your life, how many times has anyone given you a gift of money, a gift of an item that costs money? How many times have you saved? Maybe you called a company, you have a service and you call them, and then they're like, oh yeah, we have this addition, we have this thing where you can, where you're down, basically you're getting a big discount on this. That is money coming to you. Did you work for that? You did not. You did not work for that. You did not do any laborious job for it. Sorry about that. Like, you know, I don't edit some phone call coming in. Anyways, forget it. So bottom line is, I want you to see how that money can just come into your life without you even having done anything. Obviously, I had exchanged energy with this person a long time ago, so it's somehow coming to me, but this is how money comes. So start collecting evidence in your life where money has just shown up like this, because when you do that, the more whatever we pay attention to expands, and you're going to see more of that expansion coming, more of that same belief system being played out, because that is what is in your, that's what you're putting out. So notice where all are you getting money without having to do the work? And now some of you might say, oh, I did that work, right? I did this work back in 2008 and now I'm getting this money back. That doesn't matter. Bottom line is, it is not an active exchange of energy that's happening right now. And I still received money. Money comes from the universe. When you give with an open heart, when you provide service, when you are focused on creating expansion in someone's life, it is going to come back to you. It is somehow going to come back to you. Just like all your desires are always fulfilled. And this is how, like, if every desire you have is going to happen when you go and go with that belief that whatever you want is here for you, your whole belief around money is going to shift. Because then you're no longer striving for something, but you are more of like trusting. You're coming from a place of trust. You know, I was thinking about this. This is a slight digression, but it's all connected, because money is not just money, right? It can be a product. It can be someone giving you a gift. It can be something. Everything has a value for it, and that is what you're getting. I used to love It's a particular berry that is found only in India. And with that berry, they make a particular dish. This berry is pretty sour. I used to love this berry when I was growing up. I don't remember the name. I don't know the name of it in the English name for that berry, but it's available only, like I've at least only seen it only in India. And I used to love this particular thing that they would make from this berry. Basically, it was dried in the sun, and then it would be made into this particular, it's sun-dried, and then it's really delicious. I loved it. And I haven't lived in India since, I don't know, like God knows, like it's been long, like many decades. But this particular thing I haven't had even before then. So it's been probably like, I would say 30 to 35 years since I've had this thing. And I've loved it, but I've never had a chance to get it. I've never found it here, so I've never gotten it, whatever. Then recently someone sent this dish to me. Like, they mailed it to me. I don't even know how they knew that I liked this thing, but they mailed this thing to me. Do you see how it's not like even a conscious desire I have, but the desire was there in the back of my mind somewhere. At some point, I put it out into the universe, and now the universe is giving this back to me. This is the power. This, my friend, is the power of your thoughts. What you think is what you get. And so how you keep your thoughts, especially on money, is going to really reflect back what you get. This is no different than the money you get. Expect to get the money that you are seeking with an exchange for what you're providing in terms of that. And when you come at it from an open heart, when you come at it from a place of service and just creating amazing expansion for people that you're providing the service for, it is going to come to you in the most beautiful way. So with that, I want to conclude this episode. So what I want to do is I would love for you to see how this feels. What are you taking away from this? Please share with me on a DM. Please share with me, what are you taking away for yourself from listening to this? Please share this with your friends and family. Please let's and write a review for the podcast, not for this episode, but write a review for this podcast if you have found value. And I'm so grateful for that, the fact that you are here. And this month, on May 24th, I'm hosting a free masterclass on Clear the Pathway to Wealth through your Dharma, through your life purpose. If this topic is of interest to you, if you are serious about creating expansion for people and attracting wealth through it, please come to this masterclass. I highly invite you. I highly recommend that you come to this. It is free. Just email me, support@padmaali.com, or DM me on Instagram and share with me that you are interested in this class, and I will add you to the list. So thank you so much for being here. I'm incredibly grateful for you, and I will see you on another episode.
Thank you for listening to the Create Your Vibrant Life podcast today. If you have gotten value from today's episode, I invite you to share it with your friends and colleagues. If you would like to further connect, you may follow me on Instagram @PadmaAli and LinkedIn. Of course, you may also visit me at PadmaAli.com to get more information on how we can work together. Thank you so much for being here.